Frostbite and hypothermia are the most dangerous cold hazards. Frostbite occurs when the temperature of body tissue goes below the freezing point. It leads to tissue damage. The amount of damage depends on how deeply the tissue is frozen. Severe frostbite can lead to the victim losing a damaged finger or toe, and frostbitten skin is usually white or gray, and the victim may or may not feel pain. To treat frostbite, the damaged body part must be submerged in a room temperature water so it can warm up slowly. Hypothermia occurs when a victim's body temperature drops below normal. Symptoms include shivering, numbness, disorientation, amnesia, and poor judgment. Eventually, unconsciousness, muscular rigidity, heart failure, and even death can result. Warm liquids and moderate movement can help warm a victim who is still conscious. And an unconscious victim needs to be wrapped warmly and taken immediately for medical treatment. And what are the keys measures for preventing injury from cold environments? First, modifying the environment by providing heat sources and using screens or enclosures to reduce wind speed. Second, adjusting activities to minimize time in cold areas and requiring regular breaks in a warm area. Third, providing protective clothing with insulated layers that both wick away moisture and provide a windscreen. Provide gloves, hats, wicking socks, and insulating boots that protect vulnerable extremities, and allowing employee time to become acclimated to the cold environment, and training employees on practices and procedures for staying safe in a cold environment. What other measures do you think may prevent injuries from cold environments? Feel free to leave your comments or send in a voice message through your favorite podcast platform. And if you find value in this podcast, please feel free to leave positive feedback and review. And all feedbacks and reviews and recommendations are highly appreciated and welcome.